485. The delights of everyone's life are changed after death into things that correspond. It has been shown in the preceding chapter that the ruling affection or dominant love in everyone continues to eternity. It shall now be explained how the delights of that affection or love are changed into things that correspond. Being changed into corresponding things means into things spiritual that correspond to the natural. That they are changed into things spiritual can be seen from this, that so long as man is in his earthly body, he is in the natural world. But when he leaves that body, he enters the spiritual world and is clothed with a spiritual body. It has already been shown that angels, and men after death, are in a complete human form, and that the bodies with which they are clothed are spiritual bodies, also what the correspondence is of spiritual things with natural. 486. All the delights that a man has are the delights of his ruling love, for he feels nothing to be delightful except what he loves. Thus especially that which he loves above all things. It means the same whether you say the ruling love or that which is loved above all things. These delights are various. In general, there are as many as there are ruling loves, consequently as many as there are men, spirits, and angels, for no one's ruling love is in every respect like that of another. For this reason, no one has a face exactly like that of any other. For each one's face is an image of his mind, and in the spiritual world it is an image of his ruling love. In particular, everyone's delights are of infinite variety. It is impossible for any one delight to be exactly like another, or the same as another, either those that follow one after another or those that exist together at the same time, no one ever being the same as another. Nevertheless, the particular delights in everyone have reference to his one love, which is his ruling love, for they compose it and thus make one with it. Likewise, all delights in general have reference to one universally ruling love, which in heaven is love to the Lord, and in hell is the love of self. 487. Only from a knowledge of correspondences can it be known what spiritual delights everyone's natural delights are changed into after death, and what kind of delights they are. In general, this knowledge teaches that nothing natural can exist without something spiritual corresponding to it. In particular, it teaches what it is that corresponds, and what kind of a thing it is. Therefore, anyone that has this knowledge can ascertain and know what his own state after death will be, if he only knows what his love is, and what its relation is to the universally ruling love spoken of above, to which all loves have relation. But it is impossible for those who are in the love of self to know what their ruling love is, because they love what is their own, and call their evils goods, and the falsities that they incline to and by which they confirm their evils they call truths. And yet if they were willing they might know it from others who are wise, and who see what they themselves do not see. This, however, is impossible with those who are so enticed by the love of self that they spurn all teaching of the wise. On the other hand, those who are in heavenly love accept instruction, and as soon as they are brought into the evils into which they were born, they see them from truths, for truths make evils manifest. From truth which is from good anyone can see evil and its falsity, but from evil none can see what is good and true, and for the reason that falsities of evil are darkness and correspond to darkness. Consequently, those that are in falsities from evil are like the blind, not seeing the things that are in light, but shunning them instead like birds of night. But as truths from good are light, and correspond to light, so those that are in truths from good have sight and open eyes, and discern the things that pertain to light and shade. This, too, has been proved to me by experience. The angels in heaven both see and perceive the evils and falsities that sometimes arise in themselves. Also the evils and falsities in spirits in the world of spirits that are connected with the hells, although the spirits themselves are unable to see their own evils and falsities. Such spirits have no comprehension of the good of heavenly love, of conscience, of honesty and justice, except such as is done for the sake of self, neither what it is to be led by the Lord. They say that such things do not exist, and thus are of no account. All this has been said to the intent that man may examine himself and may recognize his love by his delights, and thus so far as he can make it out from a knowledge of correspondences may know the state of his life alter death. From correspondence darkness in the word signifies falsities, and thick darkness the falsities of evil. To the evil the light of heaven is thick darkness. Those that are in the hells are said to be in darkness because they are in falsities of evil, of such. In the word the blind signify those that are in falsities and are not willing to be taught. 488. How the delights of everyone's life are changed after death into things that correspond can be known from a knowledge of correspondences. But as that knowledge is not as yet generally known, I will try to throw some light on the subject by certain examples from experience. All who are in evil and who have established themselves in falsities in opposition to the truths of the church, especially those that have rejected the word, flee from the light of heaven and take refuge in caves that appear at their openings to be densely dark, also in clefts of rocks, and there they hide themselves, and this because they have loved falsities and hated truths. For such caves and clefts of rocks, well as darkness, correspond to falsities, as light corresponds to truths. It is their delight to dwell in such places, and undelightful to dwell in the open country. Those that have taken delight in insidious and secret plots and in treacherous machinations do the same thing. They are also in such caves, and they frequent rooms so dark that they are even unable to see one another. And they whisper together in the ears and corners. Into this is the delight of their love changed. Those that have devoted themselves to the sciences with no other end than to acquire a reputation for learning, and have not cultivated their rational faculty by their learning, but have taken delight in the things of memory from a pride in such things, love sandy places, which they choose in preference to fields and gardens, because sandy places correspond to such studies. Those that are skilled in the doctrines of their own and other churches, but have not applied their knowledge to life, choose for themselves rocky places, and dwell among heaps of stones, shunning cultivated places because they dislike them. Those that have ascribed all things to nature, as well as those that have ascribed all things to their own prudence, and by various arts have raised themselves to honors and have acquired wealth, in the other life devote themselves to the study of magic arts, which are abuses of divine order, and find in these the chief delight of life. Those that have adapted divine truths to their own loves, and thereby have falsified them, love Uranus things because these correspond to the delights of such loves. Those that have been sordidly avaricious dwell in cells, and love swinish filth and such stenches as are exhaled from undigested food in the stomach. Those that have spent their life in mere pleasures and have lived delicately and indulged their palate and stomach, loving such things as the highest good that life affords, love in the other life excrementitious things and privies, in which they find their delight, for the reason that such pleasures are spiritual filth. Places that are clean and free from filth they shun, finding them undelightful. Those that have taken delight in adulteries pass their time in brothels, where all things are vile and filthy, these they love, and chaste homes they shun, falling into a swoon as soon as they enter them. Nothing is more delightful to them than to break up marriages. Those that have cherished a spirit of revenge, and have thereby contracted a savage and cruel nature, love cadaverous substances, and are in hells of that nature, and so on. In the word, a hole or the cleft of a rock signifies obscurity and falsity of faith, because a rock signifies faith from the Lord, and a stone the truth of faith. The defilements of truth correspond to urine. 489. But the delights of life of those that have lived in the world in heavenly love are changed into such corresponding things as exist in the heavens, which spring from the Son of Heaven and its light, that light presenting to view such things as have what is divine inwardly concealed in them. The things that appear in that light affect the interiors of the minds of the angels, and at the same time the exteriors pertaining to their bodies. And as the divine light, which is divine truth going forth from the Lord, flows into their minds opened by heavenly love, it presents outwardly such things as correspond to the delights of their love. It has already been shown, in the chapter on representatives and appearances in heaven, and in the chapter on the wisdom of the angels, that the things that appear to the sight in the heavens correspond to the interiors of angels, or to the things pertaining to their faith and love and thus to their intelligence and wisdom. Having already begun to establish this point by examples from experience, to make clearer what has been previously said on the ground of causes of things, I will state briefly some particulars respecting the heavenly delightful things into which the natural delights of those that have lived in heavenly love in the world are changed. Those that have loved divine truths and the word from an interior affection, or from an affection for truth itself, dwell in the other life in light, in elevated places that appear like mountains, where they are continually in the light of heaven. They do not know what darkness is, like that of night in the world. They live also in a vernal temperature. There are presented to their view fields filled with grain and vineyards. In their houses everything glows as if from precious stones, and looking through the windows is like looking through pure crystal. Such are the delights of their vision. But these same things are interiorly delightful because of their being correspondences of divine heavenly things. For the truths from the word which they have loved correspond to fields of grain, vineyards, precious stones, windows, and crystals. Those that have applied the doctrinals of the church which are from the word immediately to life, are in the inmost heaven, and surpass all others in their delights of wisdom. In every object they see what is divine, the objects they see indeed with their eyes. But the corresponding divine things flow in immediately into their minds and fill them with a blessedness that affects all their sensations. Thus before their eyes all things seem to laugh, to play, and to live. Those that have loved knowledges and have thereby cultivated their rational faculty, and acquired intelligence, and at the same time have acknowledged the divine these in the other life have their pleasure in knowledges, and their rational delight changed into spiritual delight, which is delight in knowing good and truth. They dwell in gardens where flower beds and grass plots are seen beautifully arranged, with rows of trees round about, and arbors and walks, the trees and flowers changing from day to day. The entire view imparts delight to their minds in a general way, and the variations in detail continually renew the delight, and as everything there corresponds to something divine, and they are skilled in the knowledge of correspondences. They are constantly filled with new knowledges, and by these their spiritual rational faculty is perfected. Their delights are such because gardens, flower beds, grass plots, and trees correspond to sciences, knowledges, and the resulting intelligence. Those that have ascribed all things to the divine, regarding nature as relatively dead and merely subservient to things spiritual, and have confirmed themselves in this view, are in heavenly light, and all things that appear before their eyes are made by that light transparent, and in their transparency exhibit innumerable variegations of light, which their internal sight takes in as it were directly, and from this they perceive interior delights. The things seen within their houses are as if made of diamonds, with similar variegations of light. The walls of their houses, as already said, are like crystal, and thus also transparent, and in them seemingly flowing forms representative of heavenly things are seen also with unceasing variety. And this because such transparency corresponds to the understanding when it has been enlightened by the Lord and when the shadows that arise from a belief in and love for natural things have been removed. With reference to such things and infinite others, it is said by those that have been in heaven that they have seen what eye has never seen, and from a perception of divine things communicated to them by those who are there, that they have heard what ear has never heard. Those that have not acted in secret ways, but have been willing to have all that they have thought made known so far as civil life would permit, because their thoughts have all been in accord with what is honest and just from the divine, these in heaven have faces full of light, and in that light every least affection and thought is seen in the face as in its form, and in their speech and actions they are like images of their affections. Such, therefore, are more loved than others. While they are speaking, the face becomes a little obscured, but as soon as they have spoken, the things they have said become plainly manifest all at once in the face, and as all the objects that exist round about them correspond to their interiors, these assume such an appearance that others can clearly perceive what they represent and signify. Spirits that have found delight in clandestine acts, when they see such at a distance, flee from them, and appear to themselves to creep away from them like serpents. Those that have regarded adulteries as abominable, and have lived in a chaste love of marriage, are more than all others in the order and form of heaven, and therefore in all beauty, and continue unceasingly in the flower of youth. The delights of their love are ineffable, and increase to eternity, for all the delights and joys of heaven flow into that love, because that love descends from the conjunction of the Lord with heaven and with the church, and in general from the conjunction of good and truth, which conjunction is heaven itself in general, and with each angel in particular. What their outward delights are, it is impossible to describe in human words. These are only a few of the things that have been told me about the correspondences of the delights of those that are in heavenly love. In the word, a field of corn signifies a state of the reception and growth of truth from good. Standing corn signifies truth in conception, vineyards signify the spiritual church, and the truths of that church. Precious stones signify the truths of heaven and of the church transparent from good. A window signifies the intellectual faculty which pertains to the internal sight. A garden, a grove, and a park signify intelligence. This is why the ancients celebrated holy worship in groves. Flowers and flower beds signify truths learned and knowledges. Herbs, grasses, and grass plots signify truths learned. Trees signify perception and knowledges. 490. All this makes evident that everyone's delights are changed after death into their correspondences, while the love itself continues to eternity. This is true of marriage love, of the love of justice, honesty, goodness and truth, the love of sciences and of knowledges, the love of intelligence and wisdom, and the rest. From these loves delights flow like streams from their fountain, and these continue. But when raised from natural to spiritual delights, they are exalted to a higher degree. 491. The first state of man after death. There are three states that man passes through after death before he enters either heaven or hell. The first state is the state of his exteriors, the second state the state of his interiors, and the third his state of preparation. These states man passes through in the world of spirits. There are some, however, that do not pass through them, but immediately after death are either taken up into heaven or cast into hell. Those that are immediately taken up into heaven are those that have been regenerated in the world and thereby prepared for heaven. Those that have been so regenerated and prepared that they need simply to cast off natural impurities with the body are at once taken up by the angels into heaven. I have seen them so taken up soon after the hour of death. On the other hand, those that have been inwardly wicked while maintaining an outward appearance of goodness, and have thus filled up the measure of their wickedness by artifices, using goodness as a means of deceiving, these are at once cast into hell. I have seen some such cast into hell immediately after death, one of the most deceitful with his head downward and feet upward, and others in other ways. There are some that immediately after death are cast into caverns and are thus separated from those that are in the world of spirits, and are taken out from these and put back again by turns. They are such as have dealt wickedly with the neighbor under civil pretenses. But all these are few in comparison with those that are retained in the world of spirits, and are there prepared in accordance with divine order for heaven or for hell. 492. In regard to the first state, which is the state of the exteriors, it is that which man comes into immediately after death. Every man, as regards his spirit, has exteriors and interiors. The exteriors of the spirit are the means by which it adapts the man's body in the world, especially the face, speech, and movements, to fellowship with others, while the interiors of the spirit are what belong to its own will and consequent thought, and these are rarely manifested in face, speech, and movement. For man is accustomed from childhood to maintain a semblance of friendship, benevolence, and sincerity, and to conceal the thoughts of his own will, thereby living from habit a moral and civil life in externals, whatever he may be internally. As a result of this habit, man scarcely knows what his interiors are, and gives little thought to them. 493. The first state of man after death resembles his state in the world, for he is then likewise in externals, having a like face, like speech, and a like disposition, thus a like moral and civil life, and in consequence he is made aware that he is not still in the world only by giving attention to what he encounters, and from his having been told by the angels when he was resuscitated that he had become a spirit. Thus is one life continued into the other, and death is merely transition. 494. The state of man's spirit that immediately follows his life in the world being such, he is then recognized by his friends and by those he had known in the world. For this is something that spirits perceive not only from one's face and speech but also from the sphere of his life when they draw near. Whenever anyone in the other life thinks about another, he brings his face before him in thought, and at the same time many things of his life, and when he does this the other becomes present, as if he had been sent for or called. This is so in the spiritual world because thoughts there are shared, and there is no such space there as in the natural world. So all, as soon as they enter the other life, are recognized by their friends, their relatives, and those in any way known to them, and they talk with one another, and afterward associate in accordance with their friendships in the world. I have often heard that those that have come from the world were rejoiced at seeing their friends again, and that their friends in turn were rejoiced that they had come. Very commonly husband and wife come together and congratulate each other, and continue together, and this for a longer or shorter time according to their delight in living together in the world. But if they had not been united by a true marriage love, which is a conjunction of minds by heavenly love, after remaining together for a while they separate. Or if their minds had been discordant and were inwardly adverse, they break forth into open enmity, and sometimes into combat. Nevertheless they are not separated until they enter the second state, which will be treated of presently. 495. As the life of spirits recently from the world is not unlike their life in the natural world, and as they know nothing about their state of life after death, and nothing about heaven and hell except what they have learned from the sense of the letter of the word and preaching from it, they are at first surprised to find themselves in a body and in every sense that they had in the world, and seeing like things, and they become eager to know what heaven is, what hell is, and where they are. Therefore their friends tell them about the conditions of eternal life, and take them about to various places and into various companies, and sometimes into cities, and into gardens and parks, showing them chiefly such magnificent things as delight the externals in which they are. They are then brought in turn into those notions about the state of their soul after death, and about heaven and hell, that they had entertained in the life of the body, even until they feel indignant at their total ignorance of such things, and at the ignorance of the church also. Nearly all are anxious to know whether they will get to heaven. Most of them believe that they will, because of their having lived in the world a moral and civil life, never considering that the bad and the good live alike life outwardly, alike doing good to others, attending public worship, hearing sermons, and praying, and wholly ignorant that external deeds and external acts of worship are of no avail, but only the internals from which the externals proceed. There is hardly one out of thousands who knows what internals are, and that it is in them that man must find heaven and the church. Still less is it known that outward acts are such as the intentions and thoughts are, and the love and faith in these from which they spring. And even when taught, they fail to comprehend that thinking and willing are of any avail, but only speaking and acting. Such for the most part are those that go at this day from the Christian world into the other life. 496. Such, however, are explored by good spirits to discover what they are, and this in various ways, since in this the first state the evil equally with the good utter truths and do good acts, and for the reason mentioned above, that like the good they have lived morally in outward respects, since they have lived under governments, and subject to laws, and have thereby acquired a reputation for justice and honesty, and have gained favor, and thus been raised to honors, and have acquired wealth. But evil spirits are distinguished from good spirits chiefly by this, that the evil give eager attention to whatever is said about external things, and but little attention to what is said about internal things, which are the truths and goods of the church and of heaven. These they listen to, but not with attention and joy. The two classes are also distinguished by their turning repeatedly in specific directions, and following, when left to themselves, the paths that lead in those directions. From such turning to certain quarters and going in certain ways, it is known by what love they are led. 497. All spirits that arrive from the world are connected with some society in heaven or some society in hell, and yet only as regards their interiors. And so long as they are in exteriors, their interiors are manifested to no one. For externals cover and conceal internals, especially in the case of those who are in interior evil. But afterwards, when they come into the second state, their evils become manifest, because their interiors are then opened and their exteriors laid asleep. 498. This first state of man after death continues with some for days, with some for months, and with some for a year, but seldom with any one beyond a year, for a shorter or longer time with each one according to the agreement or disagreement of his interiors with his exteriors. For with everyone the exteriors and interior must make one and correspond. In the spiritual world, no one is permitted to think and will in one way and speak and act in another. Everyone there must be an image of his own affection or his own love, and therefore such as he is inwardly, such he must be outwardly. And for this reason a spirit's exteriors are first disclosed and reduced to order that they may serve the interiors as a corresponding plane.